This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Right here on the real side, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Come on, write it down. So I have to keep saying it. Always appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and really being part of the conversation. The way you do that is you know how to do this. Just go get involved. You know, get engaged, get involved. And seriously, don't beat your brains out on, what is that thing called? Facebook, that's it. Don't beat your brains out on Facebook trying to convert somebody. Because it just doesn't work. It never will work. They don't really care. Now, when you're arguing with somebody at Facebook, they want to get their point across. And that's all there is to it. Right? I don't argue with them, but I do have fun with them. And somebody asked a question, why do Republicans hate? Great, but this is always great. Why do they hate Asians, blacks, and Hispanics? And the reasoning behind it, the reason they even mentioned it, is because of all this help we don't want to give them. All this help that we don't want to give the Asians, Hispanics, and blacks. And you sit there and you say something like, God, this is somebody who's dishonest at best. Right? And if you actually look at history, look at what's going on today, look at what we are willing to do. Okay? For blacks, Hispanics, and Asians. We want to help people. We want to help people be able to take care of them. You feel the best about yourself. You feel the best when you are taking care of yourself. You don't feel the best when somebody is taking care of you. It's not healthy for you. It's not good. I'm serious. I'm not joking. Real Joe, 855-732-5563. And the only way you're going to do that is if you get informed. If you don't get informed, then you're going to keep losing. All you're going to do is you're going to end up yelling at people, if you would. That's what a lot of people do now. They just yell to get their point across. And it's not going to help. Not going to help at all. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. We'd love your thoughts on this. And, you know, when it comes to cancel culture, what's next? I was just talking to Dr. B during the break. You've got under 50% of the kids, 50% attendance from Americans into a regular attendance into a church. And when you talk to the young people, now I want you to think about something here. You talk to the young people, And the reason they don't like going to church is they don't think it's inclusive enough. Now, I'm sorry. Last I checked, Jesus was all inclusive. Jesus was good with everybody. You know, bringing them into the fold, if you would. So, how can it not be? They use the proper terminologies. There are rules. Maybe they don't want rules. I don't know. It's almost like no rules should apply to them in particular. I don't get it. I get to talk to a lot of young people, see where their minds are at, see where their heads are at on this stuff. And it truly is about feeling. And for them, it's truly about feeling. They don't want anybody to feel left out. They don't want anybody to feel bad. If that means that they, you know, to the good part of this, that means if they have to suffer a little bit so somebody else can have, well, they don't have a problem with that. And if that's along the lines of maybe I've got to eat a little less so somebody else in the family can have a little more and I'm willing to do that, then do it. But the way it's laid out, these kids are scary because they truly believe, without even knowing it, they believe in socialism. That in and of itself should be scary. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. I appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, sending me messages. That's always good to remember. It's just kind of hard to read them while I'm actually doing something. Teen Mom out of the UK. We started to do this in the last hour. Pled guilty in her daughter's death after a multi-city birthday party. She left a baby up. She went to a party 150 miles away, left a baby alone. She could not find a friend. I shouldn't say this. I'm asking. She couldn't find a friend, a parent, a loved one, somebody, some set of service she could pay. Now, this wasn't the fact that she left this kid alone for a couple of hours. She left this kid alone for 6 days. Every intention of leaving her alone for a long period of time. She left a 20-month-old baby home alone to die. In December of 2019, she spent 6 days partying on her 18th birthday. Left this cute, I'm looking at the picture of a beautiful little child. And the mom who aspired to be a model, you know, after partying with all her friends, came home after having, well, we'll talk about this morning on the other side of the break, because this is sad, and you need to hear this. Joe Bacini, your host, listen to Real Side. Be back in a few minutes.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me.
Apparently very.
Like the fella once said.
Come see your host. Kick in the head. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me get back at it. I'm ripping up our young parents and the young kids that they raise. I'm not even doing it. You know, since I've been doing this show, I've been appalled at some of the stuff that, almost 15 years now. Somewhere around there. And when we started talking about this kind of stuff, I remember, some of you may remember doing stories, whether it's on this show or read them yourself. I hope read them yourself. These girls that were pregnant and gave birth in the bathrooms during a prom or during school would allow the baby to just fell in the toilet, stay in the toilet, wrap them up and put them in the trash can. I mean, it's schools. And the thing that always bothered me, like in California, for instance, There's a law that says you can bring a baby, a newborn baby, to a local fire station. Hand the baby off to the fireman. They can't ask you any questions. It's a safe space, if you would. Been on the books for a long time. And yet these kids who you feel, many of you, parents, teachers, or whatever, are old enough to make a decision to have sex in junior high and high school, decide to have an abortion or the baby, whatever. You give them all this credit for sex change operations. You think they've got the wherewithal, the mind to make that happen, and yet you got kids dumping babies in dumpsters and toilets. So we've been doing these stories for years. Now you have this other woman, an African-American woman out of the U.K. I guess she wouldn't be an African-American, would she? A black woman from the U.K. Or is it a U.K. African woman? I don't know. She's a teen mom. And so she went to the party. She left her 20-month baby home alone to die. She spent 6 days celebrating. This was her on her 18th birthday. She actually partied across the country, several places. Her little daughter, Asia, who again, like I said to you, it's heartbreaking. You look at her picture. She is a pretty and happy little girl. And you just sit there and you think to yourself, how do you do that? And don't tell me that nobody around this lady, this person, I'm not going to call her a lady, this person didn't know she was having issues, didn't know that she was having problems. The mother was desperate to become a model. She really believed that she could be a model. And so she, you know, this is why she went all over the place to party with these people. Her baby died from starvation. And she had an infection. So after, what is it, 6 days of no food, sitting in your own poop and pee, right, at her age, that's where you get your infection. The kids starved to death. Yeah, I'm beating this up for a reason. Her father says he's heartbroken. I'd have to ask, is he really, did he not know his daughter? Were they estranged? Were they not together? Her sister says that nobody knew about the headline. Nobody knew the story. You know, and the one woman says, I hope my niece gets the justice she deserves. I don't know what she means by that. But you need to have some serious mental health. Is that the road? If that's the road your mind goes down, believing that you can leave your daughter, your son, your baby home, and either they're going to be fine when you get back, or did she leave her knowing she was going to die? I mean, come on, let's talk about the reality of what's going on here. Was that young lady that ignorant, that stupid, that uneducated, or uninformed, that she really didn't think that baby would die? Come on. Or did she do it on purpose? And there's more and more and more. But nobody's talking about mental health issues here. Nobody. Right? Not a one. Another mom out of Maryland at 28 years old. She's charged with murder, or attempted murder, after allegedly cutting her young daughter's neck with a pair of scissors. Ann Catherine Akers, 28, is charged with one count of attempted second-degree murder, one count of first-degree assault, and one count of first-degree child abuse. And she looks a little strange. When the officers came to her home early in the morning, they received a call from a relative who said that they had observed blood on the floor. Man, I would have left the house. I would have called the cops from the house. And I would have been looking all over the place for that kid. When the cops got there, they saw blood and a pair of scissors on the floor. They found Akers on the bedroom floor with a laceration on her neck. They removed a blanket from the little girl and saw that the three-year-old daughter with a life-threatening laceration on the neck. I mean, just amazing. How do you do that? How do you look your little baby, any little baby, it doesn't even have to be yours. Any little baby, for that matter. How could you do that? Oh, they do that all the time. Right. In the abortion ceremony. And it's a ceremony. They do it all the time. All right. For the first time in a long time, church attendance has dropped below 50% in the U.S. A new poll indicates that American church membership has fallen below the majority for the first time. The data from Gallup, I don't buy it. There's been other polls that have been a little off and very low. So data from Gallup tracked church membership across the past 80 years. Started with 73% in 1937. It peaked to 76 right after World War II. Past 20 years has seen a sharp drop off, falling from 70 to 47%. Now, some will say, well, the kids are becoming more enlightened. No, there's two things going on. One is some of you people going to church don't take your church seriously. You don't take your God seriously. You don't take, and those of you parents who said, well, I'll just let my kids figure it out later. Well, look, you're raising a bunch of godless, soulless young people who believe in socialism. Thank you. Appreciate that. Show me your host. This is The Real Side. Be back in a little bit.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The first ship to pass through the Suez Canal in a week is making its way to a port in Saudi Arabia after a massive container ship was freed from the banks of the canal on Monday. The Ever Given ran aground last Tuesday with strong winds from a sandstorm being blamed for the accident. Officials over the weekend said they were also looking into the possibility of human error contributing to the incident. Nearly 350 ships were delayed because of the jam. Canal officials believe it will take several days to clear the backlog of waiting vessels. President Biden says that most of America will be eligible for a COVID vaccination by the middle of April. The president saying Monday that 90% of adults will be included in state vaccination programs by April 19th. He also announced that the federal vaccination program would be increasing the number of pharmacies that will be able to give vaccines up to 40,000. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Welcome back.
This is just a fad.
To the real side.
Well, fad or not, it's here to stay.
With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
This shit, that ice cold Michelle, fight for that white gold.
We are back. This is The Real Sound of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Really, truly, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. You want to work hard at being part of the solution. And I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us. So, I was talking about the church attendance. You know, part of that is I was just talking to somebody during a break, and think of the music that's going in your heads here. This is what the Bible tells you to protect your eyes and ears. Protect what you see, protect what you hear. Right? You really should only listen, watch, deal with stuff that's uplifting. Now, I'm not saying live in Disneyland. That's not what I mean. You know what I mean. So, and age has a big part of this, too. The new poll indicates that the church membership has fallen below the majority for the first time. And as I was telling you, when you start to break these ages down, it's quite interesting. Now, they were asked if you happen to be a member of a church, synagogue, or mosque. Other questions covered the factors for or reasons around religious attitudes, practices, and so on. Another major distinction arose between age groups. Church memberships were strongest among those born before 1946. And they say the older you get, the closer you get to the door, the more religious you become. Is that because now you're taking the time to really think about it? Really weigh it out? I mean, I don't know. I'm not going to guess. Of those before 1946, over 66 claimed membership, compared to 58% of the baby boomers, 50% of Gen X, and 36% of millennials. Now, there was a millennial that I became really good friends with, and she told me when we first got together, we first were talking about politics and such, that she made a note to make sure that I knew she didn't believe in God. Okay. Whatever. It's up to you. But then, frankly, as time went on, she was around the right people, and she got to see real faith in action, real belief in God, not just a religion, but a real belief in God. People had real relationships with God. She became a God believer herself. Anyway, however, the age difference still contains a decline in each age group. Right? Even traditionalists born before 1946 dropped from the 77% in 2000 to 66% today, so dropped by 10 points. Now, I know some of the trolls listening to the show are thinking, well, that's because they got a brain. That's because they finally got educated. It's because they finally worked it out. No, that's not it. That's just not it. We become less and less convicted as a society. We don't know what we believe. We believe sometimes whatever the government tells us. Sometimes we don't. Sometimes what a singer tells us, an entertainer. They hold more weight than the president at times. They hold more weight than your than your pastor. Think about what that is all about. You're singing those songs, you get those words in your head, you're starting to believe what you're hearing. And that becomes your religion. Your political affiliation becomes your religion. Your music becomes your religion. Music didn't save you. Music didn't die for you. Paul suggests that major factors in helping spiritual leaders regain some of that lost membership include spiritual programs geared towards children and teenagers, community outreach, volunteer opportunities, dynamic leaders who are all, you know what? They're right about all that. I hate boring teachers. Preachers, I should say. And, you know, and preachers have fallen into this thing where it's a feel-good sermon on Sundays. Not supposed to make you feel good. That's not supposed to make you feel bad either. Don't get me wrong. You're not going to, you're not going to one of those rah-rah ceremonies, right? You're going to learn more about God, more about the Word of God, more about how you're supposed to, I won't even say act, but conduct yourself. Now, focus, some of these factors may also help the church leaders figure it out, right? Because that's what we want them to do. But see, I want people to go to, I personally, I'm not God, but I want people to go to church for the right reasons. I want them to go in because they really feel that they need it. They really feel like they need to be there. Not so people will see them there, not so they make their boyfriend or girlfriend happy or whatever. But they really feel a pull, a tug to be there. And that's part of what we've lost. Whether you believe in religion or not, it gave you a sense of morality, moral values, what the difference between right and wrong is. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Canadian father has been jailed for talking about court-ordered transgendering of his teenage daughter. Now, I think I read an article recently, I told you guys about it. It's really interesting that the transgender favors females. And what I mean by that is there are more females that want to transition to males than males to female by 9-1. How did that happen? How did that happen overnight? What are they teaching in school? What are you accepting at home? I mean, if the schools are teaching what they're supposed to be teaching, some of this would be questioned, right? I mean, how is it that you're born with the DNA of a male, but you decide you're a female? How does that work? How is it that you know better than your DNA? You know better than that. I'm asking to understand. I'm not asking to ridicule. You tell us you want us to be people of science. We try to be people of science, and you ridicule us for it. Last week, Robert Hoogland, I think, was arrested at the British Columbia Supreme Court in Vancouver for speaking against court-ordered testosterone injections for his teenage daughter. Hoogland was denied bail. Justice Michael Tamman issued an oral decision confining Hoogland to prison until his case is tried on April 12th. Hoogland's arrest was garnered significant attention nationally and internationally. There's a petition for his release. Noted psychologist and author Jordan Peterson tweeted about the case repeatedly last Thursday, pointing out that he had predicted such imprisonment was inevitable. Right? back when he took his own stand against pronoun laws in Canada. And he's right. It is inevitable. You're going to do what they tell you to do or else. See, the fun ones I love is, first of all, somebody tells you they're gender neutral and they prefer to be called they. So help me understand. Are they possessed? No, I'm not even trying to be funny, really, and I'm sorry if I am. I'm not sorry for being funny. I'm sorry for it being appropriate at the time. But when you say you're gender neutral, you're neither male nor female. Let's start off there, right? So nobody knows what to call you to begin with. Oh, and then you say you want to be called they. Well, they, the problem is, see, you go from a scientific problem to a basic English problem. They is plural. It doesn't change because you want it to. Been the rules, been the laws, to how we talk to each other, how we communicate. You want to change the language, you want to change the meanings of things, write your own language. Why should 350 million change, truly, for a small percentage of people that aren't done changing themselves, if you would? It just never stops. And then again, you want to jump on they? Well, they are plurals. They're more than one of you. They're split personalities. What do you mean they? And why would you want to be called they? The BC Supreme Court ordered that Hoogland's daughter should begin receiving testosterone injections when she was 14 years old. That parental consent was not needed. Court further declared that if either of the girl's parents referred to her as a girl or with female pronouns, that parent would be considered guilty of family violence. It's amazing, isn't it? I changed your diapers. I know what you got or what you don't have. I saw you grow up as a little girl. You were fine with it. Why change now? What is causing this? Joe Mateen, your host, this is The Real Side on GCN Live. Be back in a few minutes.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby Normal.
Oh, we're back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-SHOW, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. I mean that sincerely. Be very part of the solution. So, talking about all night, really, off and on, bucking the system, pushing back. They've asked us to be, science aware. If you're with science woke. But yet they aren't. They're not interested. You know, I've noticed in this whole conversation from the Dems about school and kids getting sick and COVID getting our kids, there's never been really any in-depth conversation around mental health. Never. Why is that? Do they don't think there is any? They're really afraid to talk in mental health terms, ever. I find that interesting. More for another day. The BC Supreme Court ordered that Hoogland's daughter should begin receiving the testosterone injections. So at 14 years old, I mean, this is happening in Canada, but there have been plenty of things in Canada that start to trickle down here, to start to come in down here. You already in California, if your son or daughter comes out as transgender and or gay or lesbian, at 12 years old, you are not entitled to take them to a counselor. You can't make that happen. 92% of the kids that are allowed to go through their little transgender phase come back to their original gender. Without hormones, without drugs, without, you know, beating them up with a bait, none of that. They come back to it. The court went on to say that the further declared that if either parent or the girl's parents refer to her as a girl, right, so now we're going to stop sanity, we're going to stop science and allow the court to tell us what to do. Hooligan granted an interview published in the Federalist in which he refused to obey the court's demand. He refers to his daughter as a girl because he protested, she is a girl, her DNA will, and he's so right about this, her DNA will not change no matter what they give her for drugs, no matter what they do to her, no matter what they attach or detach. DNA is always going to be the same. You know, and so for that reason, the father was deemed guilty of family violence and put under threat of imminent arrest should he dare to refer to his daughter again as a girl, whether privately or publicly. Hoogland, I hope that's his name, I don't mean to massacre it on purpose. Hoogland kept quiet for the rest of 2019, hoping that if he cooperated with the courts, he might be able to get his daughter off testosterone. Despite to get this story heard, Hoogland began granting interviews to the Federalist and other outlets February 2020, starting in which he criticized by name the doctors involved in prescribing his daughter's cross-sex hormones. Hoogland carefully avoided using his daughter's name in the interviews. He felt he couldn't fight the law and rulings if he remained nameless and faceless. What kind of father would I be, he said, if I let 5 or 10 years my daughter is detransitioning? And she turns to me and says, why did none of you do anything to stop this? I was a child. None of you stuck your neck out for me. I so agree with him. These kids are going to look at us at some point in time. See, it's the noisy, young, socialist kids that are making the most amount of noise that you're bowing down to. I've talked about this a dozen times over the last couple of years. We looked at these kids for years, and we went, he's a little off. He'll be okay. He'll come back around. Well, they're not coming back around. And now they don't agree in normality. There's no more normality of you know, father and mother, husband and wife, girl and boy. These are no longer normal terms. They're abnormal terms, and you need to put out the pasture if you can't get past it. Think about what they're asking you to do. That little boy that you raised, that you played with, that you ran around with as a dad, all of a sudden he comes to you at 11 or 12 years old and says, I believe I was born I'm a girl that I was born in a boy's body. I want to make the change. Do you tell him, well, it doesn't matter what science says, son? What do you tell him? All that science you learned all these years about everything else, not true. Well, can't be true. Because you learned that biologically you're a male, you've decided you're a female. So biology can't be true. Has to be whatever you think is truth is truth. Think about it. And that's exactly what happens. They believe that any thought that comes into their mind, anything that they're working on mentally, is true and real. But I want you, some of you parents out there, to think about something. When it comes to your kids' education, what they're learning in school, what they're learning in science, what they're learning about God or not about God. Imagine your child looking at you at some point in time. You're going, why didn't you stick up for me? Why didn't you call me out? Why didn't you stick your neck out for me then? Now I've had this operation done. You didn't open your mouth, and I feel terrible. And a lot of them do feel terrible afterward. It doesn't fix them. It doesn't even fix 80 or 90% of them. 42% of them still have thoughts of suicide. But I love the part where it said, none of you stuck your neck out for me. You just let me do it. You know, because you want to be my friend. You want me to like you. I was immature. I was a kid. That's what they would say to you. I thought this thing was great. It would be a great thing to do. All of them. Listen to their interview. Now, lots of these hardcore lefties will say, yeah, that's because they had other problems going on, and that's why they're not really accepting it. But they will eventually. Well, how do you know? How do you know they will? And why didn't we get their other stuff worked out first before we start going through transitioning? Bring the people forward that it's straightened out 90% of their issues after they had the operation. You won't find that many. He said, well, my daughter asks me that question. I'll say, I did everything that I possibly could. Whatever happens to me pales in comparison to what's already happening to my daughter, he said. Hoagland's urgent belief that people need to know what's happening to his daughter was certainly not shared by the Attorney General of British Columbia or the Justice of the Court. Purim argued that Hoagland should be denied bail while he awaited trial on the criminal contempt charges. The Vancouver Cyber Crime Unit compiled a lengthy police report documenting when Hoagland referred to his daughter as his daughter, and noting that he used the female pronouns numerous times. And the cyber crime, now look at, they stalked him online to find out when what he was calling his daughter. And he didn't like the fact that he called up the doctors by name. Now, maybe they're not us, and maybe they don't have free speech. But since when do you not get to tell people your story of what's going on? He's not calling for violence against the doctors or anybody else for that matter. Now, they don't have free speech, remember that. It's not part of their constitution or laws that they run by. Now, while the names of those doctors, Brendan Hirsch, Wallace Wong, had originally been published by the courts as a public legal record, they were hastily anonymized as a negative publicity arose for the case. Wong, a child psychologist who referred Rob's daughter for a test road when she was 13, he came under very heavy fire. You know, the problem I have for this, too, is these are not long sessions. There's nothing that says you have to go through counseling for a year before you can start taking the treatments. I've read stories about people who've gone as little as three times. Actually, that's not true. We just did a story last week about somebody who went once. Spent 25 minutes with the doctor, and the doctor wrote her a prescription. Pro-family activists complained that, according to Wong's own statements, the youngest client in his child only gender therapy was not yet 3 years old. Now, Wong hinted that some of these potential young people, they make fake suicide threats. Right? That way you'll act on it because you're emotional. What if? Well, then have mommy and daddy watch them 24/7. Really? I mean, are you telling me the suicide threat is what's going to make it happen or not happen? I can tell you story after story after story about parents that I've dealt with, people I've dealt with, who claimed they were going to commit suicide. That's because that's where they were at mentally. They really felt like that was the only way out. Those people wasn't a threat. It wasn't a game. And I've dealt with them where it is a game. It was a game for them to get what they wanted. And they openly admitted at this point. The way you stop all of this, get with your kids at an early age. Teach them tradition. Teach them family values. It's okay. Joe Mancini, your host, this is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Come on back tomorrow because we're going to be here waiting for you.